Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back and happy new year. It's 2025. I took the last 2 weeks off of recording, which I feel okay about. I knew I was going to take some time off of recording the podcast. If you have kids, you know what it's like to have your kids home. I didn't want to batch record any because with these podcasts, I like them if I can. Now, I will have like sometimes guest interviews and other episodes I will record in advance. But for the most part, I really enjoy having a live, like kind of real life aspect to the podcast. Like when I listen to podcasts, I will go back and listen to some older episodes of different shows, but I really like a more current vibe and energy. And that's really what I wanted to bring into this show is not having, you know, tons of batch recorded episodes. And there's nothing against, you know, anyone who records that way. And it can kind of put you in, you know, some kind of situation of like, oh shoot, I don't have any podcast to release, but I want it to be as real as possible, especially coming into 2025. So it has been, I'll just be completely honest, these last 6 weeks for me have been a little bit of a challenge. And I was talking to a friend and client about the energy that I've just been sitting in the last couple of weeks. And she's like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. You know, thank you for sharing that with me, because we can get so in our own minds that, you know, and this is just a note of like, you never know what's going on in anyone's life, even if you feel like you know them pretty well. You just don't know if you're not, you know, having those conversations, and it's not always the time and place to have those conversations. And sometimes it is, sometimes you want to share it. So these last couple weeks have been intense for me. I've been sitting in some kind of nasty energy that does not feel good. Some of my own stuff is coming up internally. Some external things have been factoring in, and I will be the first one to admit I've been kind of on the struggle bus all through the holiday season, which is, you know, a little sad because you want to enjoy the holiday season, which I did. We had a great Christmas and had awesome family time. And there's just a lot of feelings and emotions present that in the past I would have just ignored and shoved them down and dealt with them later. And it's really wild to notice when you are on this healing journey, right? Still having fun in life and experiencing the present moment and all of these wonderful things, when situations come up or internal thoughts arise, it really kind of highlights how you react and respond and what you do with this information or things that are coming into your world. And it's just like a magnifying glass on your own shit. And it's just, it's been a lot. It's been very heavy for me just working through my own internal stuff and doing my best to pull myself out. It's not, you know, a form of depression or anything like that. I've had postpartum depression after my first baby. I know what that feels like. I know what that experience is like. It is not fun. It's very challenging. You feel very lost. And when I was going through that, this was 10 years ago now, my husband at the time, not my husband at the time, he's still my husband. At this time, my husband didn't really believe in depression or anxiety, and it was quite a challenge to have to navigate that. But now, I had a therapy session this morning, which was great and much needed, just to kind of dump everything there and get some really good feedback and, you know, kind of work through some things. So it's just been a wild ride these last couple weeks. And then you factor in your kids being home. I love when my kids are home for the most part. We sleep in every day. Like my little one on New Year's Day, I think he slept till 11:45 in the morning. And that is my style. Like I cannot sleep till 11:45 every day. My life, it's just, you know, we have things to do. But I barely set an alarm clock, you know, woke up 8:30, 9 o'clock, laid in bed and just hung out with the kids. But for me, that can also be a slippery slope. And this is what I started to notice in these last 6-ish weeks is that and I talked about it on the last episode. So if you haven't listened to, you know, the episode from, 2 weeks ago now, I kind of talk about it a little bit, or 2 weeks, whatever. Time doesn't exist during Christmas time. It's like, what day is it? What time is it? It doesn't matter. Now it's a brand new week in January. And a lot of people don't start their quote unquote new year until later, after the weekend, after the New Year's week is over, kids go back to school, work resumes, whatever. And actually the Lunar New Year, I believe, is later at the very end of January. And we celebrated that last year. I had a really cool workshop. But anyway, we're kind of getting back into the swing of things. And it has been quite a challenge because for me, I will find myself going back and forth, kind of like toting the line of give yourself rest and it's going to be great and all of these things. But then there's a part of me like that knows I can't function like that always. So you really have to start bringing awareness where you're slipping a little bit. And when I start to get in that energy, I'm like, I'm not creating anything. I didn't have the energy to even post barely on social media. I was active in stories, just mostly personal things. And I'm like, I can't form a thought, a post idea. I'm just like coming up with nothing right now. And if I don't hone back in on my own vision and what I want to create, because there's many parts of that aspect of my business and my coaching and my workshops that light me up so much. However, this last year, I have done so much healing and internal work that my external creativity offers. It hasn't been, it's in alignment, but it's not in alignment to the fullest because I was operating on old systems, meaning I'm creating from a place of where I have been 2 or 3 years ago, where my business was, and that served a beautiful purpose. And now when I went to go create something, I was falling flat because I'm like, this isn't it. This isn't it for me anymore. I still implement all of the principles and all of the mindset things that I teach and that I have taught. They're all still there and very present. But what I'm creating to put out for the women I want to continue to call into my community, into my world, there was a disconnect and it was very frustrating. And I'm coming out of the tail end of this because it still can be frustrating. And if we don't learn how to navigate and operate in this new version of ourselves, we're going to continue to run into what feels like burnout and what feels like a creative block. And this is what I'm now coming into for 2025 that I want to share with all of you. And you're going to see this reflected next week in a really cool email series that's absolutely free. It's free because this is like to kickstart our energy and to step in more to our aligned vision with the aligned action, to really navigate your energy, to know that motivation it's going to be fleeting, right? If we're constantly sitting and waiting to be motivated, we're just sitting and waiting. We still have to take action, but we have to figure out what we want to take action on. Now, this is going to depend on what season of life you're in as well, because for a lot of people, coming into these winter months is like a season of, and this is not to sound dramatic, like a season of darkness, not like, you know, you're living in a cave all depressed, but for a lot of people, this is a season to just retreat. And in my certification program that I went through to become a master coach, we learned all about this, that there are, of course, you know, there's 4 seasons of the year, right? Winter, spring, fall, and summer. But those seasons don't always necessarily align with the actual temperature season of the calendar year. Now, for some people, they take this winter and they're like, okay, I'm going to hibernate, retreat, pull back a little bit, create internally from the inside, and then come out in the spring and launch something. And it just depends on what season of life that you're in. So you can take some time and reflect on that. And maybe I will do an episode on that, because when I learned some of these principles and some of these things about the seasons, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so freaking interesting. I actually taught on it in a mastermind that I ran 2 years ago. And it's like so eye-opening to understand what your body and what your energy is going through. And then you can take the action steps according. Because if you are in a season of winter energetically, that's what your body needs, but you're trying to produce as you're in the spring or the summer, you're gonna come up empty-handed and just get really, really frustrated. And this is what I was dealing with these last couple weeks of like, I feel like I should be, and then I was trying to force things energetically, and I'm like, this is so freaking frustrating and irritating that I'm not riding the struggle bus. I'm driving it. I am like the captain, put like with a little captain hat like that. I'm chauffeuring the struggle bus around. And I was just, I had enough. And I'm like, this is no, we're going to take some time intentionally. And then once my kids are back in school, and that's not an excuse, you know, because in the mindset world, it's like, you can get anything done. Even if you have, it's like, yes. And you also have to look at your life realistically and have some really radical honesty and reflection about where you are now, not where you think you should be right now, and operating from that. You can do that, of course, to help you pull yourself through this, right? That's why we create vision and big ideas and dreamland and wouldn't it be cool if unicorn thinking? Yes. That's all part of it. However, you still have to have some awareness and radical honesty about where you are and what you need in this moment to get you to the next step. Because where we can get lost is looking at too big of a picture and not focusing on the micro steps that's actually going to move you along faster, right? So if you're listening to this in real time, this is the first week of 2025. Welcome to the new year. And if you're looking at like your big 2026 goals, right, and you're only focusing on those macro steps, you may miss some of the small, more basic micro action steps to actually get you there, right? It's like, I used to be a personal trainer, right? I was in the fitness world for a very long time, competed professionally in bodybuilding for 7 years with a pregnancy in between. And I mean, I have a world title in a smaller division. That's like incredible, right? I sometimes forget about that chapter of my life. I feel like I've lived like 5 different chapters of my life, and they're all very different, but they're all beautifully woven in. And when I tell people my story or I share it on a podcast, they're like, oh, that makes so much sense. I can see all of the connection through all of those different seasons and chapters that got you to where you're at now. And it's a really fun exercise if you choose to do that yourself, of like reflecting back of all of your different seasons of like, how the hell did I get here? Right? Like, how did I get to where I am now? And then you look back and you're like, oh, okay, this makes sense. This led into this. This is what, you know, created the strength for me to, in order to do this thing, so on and so forth. So when I look back, I, you know, went to school right out of high school for personal training. And I was a trainer for almost 10 years. I got my personal training certification. I still hold it today. I don't use it, but I still, you know, am certified through the program I went through. And so I started training clients. And then through that, while I was doing that, I was working at my parents' graphic design company. I also did that for 10 years. So I have a love for design. I create all of my own content. I create all of my own branding, because that's the one part of my business outside of coaching and teaching and mentorship that I will not give up, at least in this season of life, because I love it. I have a very specific eye for design, and I like things to look a certain way. So I started in graphic design, went through personal training, and then through training, I started teaching group fitness classes, Zumba being the number one, right? Dance fitness. I danced my entire life. I started competitive dancing when I was very, very young. I did all of the genres, you know, tap, ballet, jazz, lyrical point, you name it. I did it competitively. And so through that, I started training clients, started teaching classes, partnered with a friend of mine to expand the fitness studio she was renting space through or from. So for another 7 years, I co-owned a fitness studio while training clients, doing graphic design, teaching fitness classes, boot camp, all of the different class, you know, different variations of classes. And through that, then got pregnant. I didn't get pregnant through that, but during that time, I got pregnant purposefully and decided after my first pregnancy to compete in a bodybuilding competition like a psychopath. I competed 7 months postpartum after my first baby, which I gained over 50 pounds in that pregnancy. It was, and I wish I was one of those women who just felt glowing and beautiful during pregnancy. It ain't it for me. Okay. Maybe now after all of the work that I've done on myself, we're not having any more kids, but if we were, I may have a different outlook on it because I'm a completely different person than I was 10, 11 years ago. My oldest is now 10, almost 11. And I wish I was one of those people. I fucking hated it. Listen, this has been a journey internally for me to process a lot of those emotions that I've had, and I've just scratched the surface in my own healing journeys, in my breath work, in plant medicine space, in ceremony space, to now start processing some of that, because I don't even know, like I blacked out a bunch of that because I wasn't ready to feel and process, and it was really freaking hard. And like I mentioned earlier, I had postpartum depression after my first, and competing and jumping right into prep. So prep is basically preparing for a competition, right? Prep can last anywhere from months to 12 weeks to less, depending on, you know, where your body is at to get you ready for this show. If you're not familiar with bodybuilding, it is, I competed in the bikini division, the sparkly bikini suits, you know, the ones that have all the rhinestones on it, the clear heels, the tan, the hair, the makeup, the posing, all of it. Okay. And competing, getting into prep after pregnancy, 7 months postpartum, I had lost, I think, about 60 some pounds, 70 pounds from my pregnancy weight, because I had to get back to my pre-pregnancy weight plus, you know, 15 extra pounds under that to be able to step on stage. So that was very intense. So that season of life was wild. I had another pregnancy in between that. And then I stepped on stage again, 11 months postpartum from my second. And that's the year that I won the world championship title. It's not through the NPC organization. I did compete in NPC. I got, you know, some first place wins there. Not that that matters, but that was, you know, a very important season of my life. And while I was competing, I started network marketing, and I joined a beauty, you know, MLM company, direct sales. And that was really what started a lot of my group coaching outside of the fitness industry. I've always led and coached women around fitness and mindset and goals and all of those things. And then I started to bring more business things in that, because I was leading a pretty decent sized team of a couple hundred women. And from there, I did that for about 3.5 years until I said, you know, network marketing, I'm going to make my exit. It was feeling out of alignment for me. And then I started to get into mindset coaching. And from mindset coaching, I started to lead masterminds and small group programs. And then I got my master coaching certification, started facilitating breath work and more one-on-one clients. And that's really what got me to where I am now. And when I tell people, you know, that's more of like a, you know, timeline, not necessarily the story of how it all evolved. It starts to make sense. And did I come into this episode recording today, 18 minutes in, to be sharing kind of the backstory? No, but it just kind of flowed there. So maybe you needed to hear that today, or somebody listening really needed to hear kind of, it's okay to go through multiple seasons of life, and it's okay that you will feel out of alignment at some point, because you're growing. And so to kind of wrap this back all together, tie it all together, where I'm at now, I was operating, and this probably has been the last year. I've had multiple conversations with my husband around this, and he's pointed out, because, you know, the cool thing about being married, I've been married for 13 years, is your partners can see things in you that you necessarily sometimes can't see. And he'll lovingly, sometimes it was unlovingly, not in a mean way, but just like more blunt, And we got into some conversation. It's like, this is what I see that's happening. Cause I've asked him, I'm like, where am I getting stuck here? And he's like, you are operating from what your business once was 2 years ago, trying to recreate that now. And you are not the same. And I'm like, I know I'm not the same, but like you wake up every day looking at the same face, the same body in the mirror. And you're like, okay, this is me. But internally you're different. And if we're trying to, it's like a square peg round hole situation, right? Yeah. Like you're trying to create from this square peg and now you're the round hole or whatever. It ain't going to fit. It's not going to fit in there anymore. And that's what I've been bumping up against more intensely the last 6 weeks, but overall in the last year. Now, there have been moments that I have been creating from a place of true alignment. Like when I lead the monthly breathwork workshops, the mind body breath workshops, that is in complete 100% full alignment. And even when I'm there, I can feel that there's more that's to come, that there's space that needs to be created for more in-depth in-depth processing and support for the women who come. And that's what I'm really leaning in and looking to create for 2025. Now I'm going to have something coming that I'm doing a beta test group on that will not be publicly shared, but I'm going to test it and run it with a small group of people. And then we're going to go from there and see how that unfolds. So that will be coming in January. There will not be a mind body breath workshop. In late February or March, there will be another one. I would say early March because we have some things going on at the end of February. So March will probably be the first public one to come back unless something happens. Like, you know, unless people are like, I want it now. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. We'll do it in January. But for right now, I'm really focusing on this beta group that I'm going to be launching. It's very small. It's very intimate. It's very private for the first one to kind of test the waters and see how it goes. And then hopefully I can expand that into more of the, you know, universe and community here. So that felt good to say. And I just needed to get that out. I guess I needed to get that out. Okay. It's like a, you guys remember live journals from like MySpace days? Do you remember a live journal? If only I could even remember how to get into a live journal. I don't even know if it's still a thing, like to find your login, but remember that? It'd be like an online diary that I think you could put like music to it and you'd like share your thoughts. It was like a live journal. This is like a live journal podcast episode. So If you had a live journal, let me know. I had an emo phase kind of back in high school. And now I look back and I'm like, oh my God. Like I had like a spiked belt. I had pink streaks in my hair. I went to like all the shows, like the band shows at like the VFW halls. Like that was like a year or two of my life in high school. And now I look back, I'm like, oh girl, like, okay. It's very funny. But that also made me who I am. You know what I mean? So if you had a live journal and a phase like that in high school, I see you. Okay. I see you. All right. So with all of that being said, if you need a time to reflect back on your own story and how you got to where you are, I invite you to do that. It's a really powerful thing that you're like, holy shit, I've done a lot of really cool things and it makes sense to where I am. And even if you're in a place where you're like, how did I get here? Right? Like you're like driving the struggle bus. Maybe you're one of the passengers on my bus. You're like, yeah, I feel the struggle like a little bit. And I've talked to a lot of women who I'm sharing this beta group with. And, you know, they're like, okay, I feel it. And when I open this conversation, they're like, holy shit, I'm just so glad somebody said it, that it's not just me. Because you can feel really isolated sometimes when you're going through some stuff. And for me, I would just keep it all bottled in and then it would explode. It would implode and people around me would feel it and I wouldn't even know what to do with all of these feelings and thoughts and emotions. And I had a moment like that last night where I was just like, like it was heavy. So I see you. I feel you. I am you if you're going through it or you've been through it. So with that being said, we can kind of shift a little bit, only 23 minutes into the episode, and talk about what's coming. Now, I was going to have this launching this week, but I wanted to take some more time to make it exactly what I wanted to make it. So if you are already part of the email community, you're already in. You're in. If you are not getting my weekly energy drop emails, you can just click the link below in the show notes and you can add your name and email and you're going to get it. Okay. You're going to get it next week. You can also go to my Instagram and just click the little drop-down menu, and then you can just submit your name that way. It's absolutely free. You get one email per week on Sunday, but there's going to be more coming through the week. That's just more in-depth stories and different things coming to you that can really support you in this season of growth or rest or whatever season that you're in. Expansion, whatever. My word of 2025 is expansion. I think I mentioned that on a couple episodes. 2024 was embody, and now it is expansion. And I feel like that is, every time I sit with it, I'm like, is there another one? And every time I land on expansion. So you got to trust your intuition and what it's telling you. Okay. You got to learn how to listen to that shit. All right. So what's coming this week, next week, next week? Okay. It's next week. The energy, the excitement, it's here, hopefully. And if it's not here, hopefully we can create it. Okay. It's up to you to create it. If you are ready to step fully into this version of yourself you've been dreaming about, right? The one that you've been pondering on, sitting with, playing around with the idea. We're really going to dive into reflection, strategy, embodying your vision to make it a reality for 2025. So it's basically vision and strategy planning to become that girl, whatever that means for you. Okay. We're going to do like the internal visualizations. We're going to do the external strategy of being able to bring this thing to life. But it starts with that, honesty, reflection, right? Getting real, real with yourself about what you want, bringing your vision to real life with strategy and action. And then I also have some bonus emails coming that have some really cool archetype inspired vision boards, mood boards to anchor your energy. Okay. So we're going to be reflecting on where you are, taking that reflection time. Okay. Kind of like I mentioned earlier, of like, we all want to operate from where we think we should be, but it's really important to also check in with yourself to where you actually are, because that's what's going to build the foundation for your transformation that you're seeking. Okay. So we're really going to get like granular, micro on what it is that you want for 2025, free of what other people's expectations are for you, right? What's weighing you down, what you're ready to release. How has this past year or past decisions shaped your current reality? And what can you do a little bit different to move forward? Right? So if you can take some time to prepare for this series that's coming your way, just take a 5-minute brain dump, write down what you want to release and what you want to invite in for 2025. That's really going to help prepare you for this series that's coming your way. Because sometimes, and I was working on this with a client, that sometimes we have all of these ideas and things swirling around in our brains that just create all of this mental clutter and chatter of what we think we should be doing. Well, this person over here is doing this, and this person, you know, we're in January right now. So if you are on social media, you are probably seeing so many offers and programs and groups you can join and download this PDF, and this is what's really going to work for you. It's like we can feel in all of those things. Yes, absolutely. Yes, do them. But if it's creating more confusion, just take a step back and get really honest just with you. So if you can do a 5-minute brain dump, just get some of those things out on pen and paper or type them, whatever you want to do, just to free up some of those things. And sometimes you're going to be really surprised with what comes out. I'm all about setting a moment, like creating a moment for yourself. Grab your coffee, grab your tea, grab your Stanley, grab whatever you want to drink, like set up your space, create it, make it moody and vibey. And, you know, I have red lights in my room, so I'll put the red lights on, I'll put my diffuser on. I have those really cool ceiling projector light things that look like swirly space things, like whatever you want to do, put on some music and just do a little brain dump. Okay. Get it out. Because right now, it might just be creating some confusion and conflicting things. And that's what creates that like a bottleneck of just like, I don't know what to do, right? I'm just like, I have all these ideas and I don't know what to take action on and I don't know what to table and I don't know what to pour my energy into. Do a brain dump, and this is going to create the space, okay? It'll create the space. And you can use the prompts of just, what do you want to release? What do you want to invite? And I had one of my clients write down for her specific tailored brain dump. That's like, what do I feel like I should be doing right now? That's creating clutter in my brain. What do you feel like you should be doing? And that there can create so much conflict internally because we see what everyone else is doing. And it's like, this is the thing you should be doing for success. And then you look at somebody else's page, you're like, this is the key. This will get you, you know, and it's like, oh my God, I feel like I need to create 85,000 things right now. I don't know what to do. So if you're struggling with that, if you're in the world of coaching or launching or you're creative or whatever, and you're feeling conflicted and very tied up in what everyone else is doing, take a brain dump moment of like, here's what I think I should be doing based off of what everyone else is telling me on the internet, and just write it all down. And then reflect for yourself, what is it that you want? Because that's the most important thing, or else you're going to end up in a season like me where you're just creating from old things or based off of what everyone else is telling you you should be doing. Okay. All right. A deep breath. That was a lot. Okay. So we're going to really create the space from vision to real life, because vision needs strategy. Okay. We can get stuck sometimes in la la land, in the woo woo world of, you know, vision and dreams and inspirations and all these things. And that's beautiful. We need it. I do it too. But our vision needs strategy. Dreams are powerful, but they need aligned action to actually become reality. Okay, so we're going to get into some framework around this. We're going to define the vision. We're going to access our current reality, get really honest and truthful about what's holding you back. And yes, there's external things that come into play, but there's also a lot of internal habits and belief systems that we've formed over the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years that are creating and dictating our actions from inside. And we're going to get real and honest about that. Okay. Then we're going to take some time to be able to map out and structure and create the strategy to be able to break your big vision into small actionable steps. And I have archetypes that go with all of these things, because who doesn't love an archetype, like a little quiz, right? It's not a quiz, but it's like, which one do you see yourself aligning with and connecting with the most, right? We have wellness, we have CEO energy, we have different types of archetypes. I'll say that again. I'm like, I can't come up with a different term, but we have the manifestor, the rich girl, the wellness girl, the glow up queen, the grounded goddess, the CEO babe. Like, which one are you finding yourself in alignment with most? And then how can we take action based around that? And you might be all of them. You're like, but Mallory, I'm all of those things. Okay, beautiful. We're all of those things. Let's roll, right? But we're going to get real specific on which one is in alignment with you. Okay. We'll be creating some vision and mood boards. And this is not like an actionable group where we're together doing this. Maybe we could do that if like I have enough interest and feedback of like, I want some extra accountability. Because honestly, when it comes down to it, that is such a huge part of what will keep you going. If we're operating and doing this alone, it can feel very isolating. And then we lose that, you know, that motivation that we're always seeking for that is not always available. We'll lose it because we're like, eh, what does it even matter? Who even cares, right? It's like, well, you need to learn how to care for yourself first and foremost. Not that you don't. But it's so much nicer with a little group of people, right? That we can really motivate and learn how to hold each other in a space of love and safety. And you can be honest and open, and you're like, don't have to worry. It's like, we listen and we don't judge trend, right? Like, that's truly what it is. So if there's enough interest for accountability, like, we can totally start like a broadcast channel on Instagram or some kind of closed group that if enough people want to do it, like, we can create the space for that. But you have to let me know. Send me a message when you listen to this episode and you're like, I want to do it. Okay. You let me know. Maybe we can do it. And then we're going to integrate bringing your vision into your life and how we actually make it work with your lifestyle, right? Starting each day from a sense of peace and clarity, not feeling overwhelmed and full of anxiety. And those feelings, they're going to come up. Like, you're going to feel anxious. You're going to feel, you know, stressed out and overwhelmed. You will. It's a part of the human experience. Yay. But we have to learn how to navigate and deal with those things. And if we can commit to small aligned action steps each week, and that sounds so generic and set aside 5 minutes. It's like, but those things really will get us closer to where we want to go. You know, it's like, if nothing changes, nothing changes type vibes. And it can feel repetitive and like, I know all this stuff. And that's where we get stuck sometimes. We're like, I know all these things, but are we actually doing anything about it? Right? And that's what accountability is so great for. And it starts within. You got to hold yourself accountable first. Okay? So all of these emails, the sequence is going to come to you absolutely for free. Just drop down below in the show notes and you will be able to subscribe to the email. You'll be able to do it from Instagram. You already can. And then you'll see some content coming this week about really what this is going to look like for you. So I'm so excited to share this process with you. And it's just kind of like a breath of fresh air. You know, coming out of the holidays can feel like a lot. Like I want my Christmas stuff down and out of my house the day after Christmas because I just can't handle it anymore. I'm in a full season of home reorganization. I honestly, all year I do this and I talk about it a lot, but truly I'm still going room to room and just clearing stuff out and making every room in my house feel very intentional. I'm really excited about that. So if you're also doing that, cheers to you, because I feel like everyone needs to do that. Okay. So I will leave you with this year is, if you're, you know, vibing with me, you're like, girl, I feel you. Yeah. Like I feel it. This is our year to rise. We're going to step boldly into your vision and to own the life that you're creating, like truly find that inner sense of peace, that fire, that spark, and be able to shorten the gap. This is truly a huge part of my coaching, is to shorten that gap of when something comes up in your life that it doesn't, you know, you have the tools for it to not disrupt you in a period of time that feels like it's taking you down. Right? You now have tools to be able to lean on and use in these times that you're like, okay, I can handle this. And I can create that inner sense of regulation first. And then I can go out and fucking handle my shit and conquer the world. So that's what I'm going to leave you with today. It's a little bit longer episode, but just a collective breath, you know, we're getting our shit together and it's going to be really fun. It's going to be a really cool season coming up. So I would love to know if you have any feedback, if anything's coming up for you, send me a message on Instagram over at Mallory Campbell. I would love to connect with you and join in the email community. It's really cool. It's a really fun, special place. And I'm excited to share more of what's really going on. So that's all I have for you today. Okay. Cheers to a beautiful start to 2025, and I will see you next week. Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.